Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, please, in the Scriptures, to the 34th Psalm, Psalm 34. He said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were lightened. Their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. What kind of troubles does a poor man have? Poor troubles. Is that right? And if you got delivered from all your poor troubles, you ain't poor no more.
That's right.
I know everybody don't believe that, but they won't be bothered with it either.
Exactly.
It's just what we were talking about. If you don't believe it, you're not going to experience it. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them. You believe that too?
Yes.
There's some folks don't believe in angels. So they have problem after problem while their angels just stand around and watch and go, I wish they believed in us. We could help them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Somebody say that out loud. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. One translation said, experience it for yourself. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there's no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good. Thing is added there, but it's not just things, it's any good. And he went on to say, come ye children, hearken to me, and I'll teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see what?
Good.
See, he keeps talking about good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Let me elaborate on this just a little bit. You know, the Bible said the Israelites delivered out of Egyptian bondage. They sent the 12 spies into the land. And the Bible said that 10 of them, all of them except for Joshua and Caleb, returned and brought up an evil report. What about when they saw the giants?
No problem.
Well, that's going to get your attention. Sure it is. That's going to get your attention. But do you have to decide not to believe the good report?
No.
Do you have to decide? Well, I know what God said, but look at them giants. What they did, they decided that's not true. It's not our land, and we're not going to be able to enjoy it. It's never going to happen. And in fact, instead of emphasizing how good the land was, they talked about how bad it was. They said, it's a land that eats up the inhabitants. It's a land, it's a graveyard. You want to die, you go over there. They spoke evil of what God called good. They called good evil. But they didn't change the truth. They didn't change God. They just disqualified themselves. They chose to believe the evil report instead of the good report. You know, there's a song we sing sometimes about that. Whose report will you believe? Well, I want you to go with me to the book of Romans, 10th chapter, and we'll see where some of that comes from. Man, the Lord's helping us.
Yes,
revelation is flowing right now.
Yes,
It's kind of like a cook cooking, but you know, you go to serve it and it's like when the water turned into wine. You're like, I didn't put that in the pot. I'm serving you, and I start dipping out, and I'm, of course, I'm tasting, I'm eating while you're eating too. And I'm thinking, now hold on. That wasn't in the pot when I brought it out here. That's happening right now.
Yes, it is.
It is. From my perspective, I'm serving it, so it might be more obvious to me. But I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Don't assume you already know these things. Let this get in your spirit. This will change your life for the better. In Romans 10, and this is so wonderful, you want to back up and back up. But he's talking about, you know, how people are born again. You confess with your mouth, verse 9, and believe in your heart, you'll be saved. Verse 11, the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be ashamed. And verse 13, whoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Verse 15, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it's written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Somebody say, glad tidings of good things. Now, this is a quote from Isaiah 52. And you'll find this, the writers, which the Spirit of God through men, the writers of the New Testament assume repeatedly, you know the old. And you do yourself a big disservice by neglecting the Old Testament, because it is also the Word of God. And this is a quote from Isaiah. In Isaiah 52:7, it says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that brings good tidings, that means good news, that publishes peace, that brings good tidings of good. Good tidings of good. Another, we'd probably say it like this today, good news about good things. Say it out loud. Good news, about good things. What did we just get through describing? That is the gospel. Now, you'll hear people talk about the gospel, call all kind of stuff the gospel. But you can tell the nature of it. What is the gospel? The gospel is good news about good things. And it's of God. It would have to be that way because God is, He's good. And Jesus is good. And what God did at the cross is good. Is that right? What Jesus is doing for us right now in heaven is good. Is good. So the gospel is good news about the good things that our good God has done for us. That's worth combing your hair and coming to church for a ride. Right there. Come on, somebody say it out loud. The gospel is the good news of the good things our good God has done for us. Good news about good things. Hey. Back to Romans. He said, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. Not everybody has received the good news about the good things. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? A lot of people have chosen not to believe the good report and have chosen to believe an evil report. Not a few. Just like it was in the days when the first generation of God's people were delivered from Egyptian bondage, that scenario is happening repeatedly, generation after generation. You'll have masses of people who, even though they hear the good news, they choose not to believe it. They choose to believe bad news about bad things, and they are negative souls, and they dwell on it, and think they're correct because it keeps coming to pass in their life, their fear and dread of the bad things, not realizing they could be experiencing good things if they'd believe the good news. Hallelujah. For every bad report the world can throw at you, God's got some good news. Is that right? To counter it if you'll believe it. Somebody say, good news about good things. But it's a choice as to whether you believe it. But not all have obeyed the gospel. Not all have obeyed the good news. Many, when they hear it, it's just too good for them. It is. God's too good for them. They decide it's not real. The good news is too good for them. And they decide, well, I live in the real world. Can't be going on about all these fantasies. The real world's ugly. The real world's mean. It's going to get you one way or another. Are there any negative souls around us? And in the church? And amongst preachers? I'm having several thoughts at the moment. Go with me to Matthew the 7th chapter, and notice this. Matthew 7 and 17. He said, even so, Jesus said, Matthew 7, 17, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. Evil, now, when we hear evil, sometimes people's minds run off on tangent, but you see it used repeatedly as the opposite of good. A lot of times, instead of evil, in our modern vernacular, we'd probably say bad. Good and bad. Good and evil. He said, every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Is God a good God or not?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.